going on, internet? Mike here, and I'll be honest, I haven't really had a chance to do a trailer reaction in a fair while, and apparently Marvel Studios decided that it was time to finally change that, as the latest trailer for Avengers Endgame dropped just earlier today. This is another one of those... Oh, I had no idea this was coming! But... which is interesting because at the same time, over the course of the day, you literally could not go on social media without hearing something about the trailer before you even watched it. Like, pretty much no matter what you did, really. So with that, let's hit the play button and see what we've got here. As a fan of vintage movies, I'm digging the early black and white aesthetic here.
Out of that cave, became Iron Man. Realized I loved you.
Oh, did some of this get released online before or something?
But I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes
now,
the best that we
there's
can do.
There's a moment here of Hawkeye teaching a girl how to shoot. The internet is desperate to believe that's Kate Bishop, but I think it's just his daughter.
I saw all these people die. I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do. But not us.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
Oh, Rocket and War Machine. This is going to be interesting.
Whatever it takes.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I like this one.
Now, I gotta say, going in, there was a lot that I was very concerned about here, and what a lot of that stemmed from was things like, I knew Captain Marvel was gonna be in the trailer, but my initial thought was that there was the possibility of them just using the footage from the end credit stinger in Captain Marvel, but thankfully that's not the case here. And it's interesting to see another instance of Thor just completely vouching for a new team member after knowing them for like 5 seconds. Because that's basically what we saw with the Vision in Age of Ultron. And the other thing that really jumps out at me here is it's so fascinating how you see essentially the same footage in a lot of ways in the previous trailer. Like the section of them just walking through that hallway that in the previous trailer was in the silhouette, and in this one you see so much more just with them kind of giving you a little more detail in visually like what that looks like. And again, just the perfectly placed Avengers theme at the end of the trailer that I'm sorry, if you don't get goosebumps from that, there is something wrong with you. The black and white aesthetic in places, I really like that just because they've taken what's essentially a montage of old footage and made it not only interesting, but essentially visually beautiful. And one of the things that I've seen online is people commenting on how Black Widow has a different hairstyle every time you see her, and yes, she does. And there is, she does at one point have a kind of red blonde mixture that looks odd, but at the same time, I'm also going, y'all saw Hawkeye, right? Hawkeye's hair, I'm sorry, the man looks like the lead character, the lead singer rather, in some emo punk band. Like, did my Chemical Romance get back together and recruit an Avenger or something? Like, that's the hairstyle we need to be talking about, because just, oof. Damn, Jeremy, the mohawk thing, it doesn't work for you. And I'm also disappointed, slightly disappointed in that it looked like we saw a bit of him as Ronin in the previous trailer, but we see him here picking up the bow and arrow again, and I'm wondering if that means we're going to see Ronin, but maybe just in that one scene. But really, in any case, once again, Marvel Studios, well done! I cannot wait to see this next month and sit down with Paula and Trevor and talk this, because this is our next review, because like it's the Avengers and I'm a complete Marvel bitch, so of course it is. But yeah, I have literally in the span of now 7 minutes gone from dead tired to excited and kind of unable to sit still in my chair, and that is the power of a good trailer. So with that, if another important trailer comes up between now and April 26th, I'll see you on the next trailer reaction. Otherwise, I will see you probably somewhere in the next couple weeks for our next Pokemon Go Community Day Team Nova video. John Roy, we have somehow got to come up with a shorter title. That is a mouthful. Otherwise, I'll see you on the Endgame review the weekend of April 26th. So, until then,
don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.